In 2007, the CIA stationed you with a diplomatic cover in Geneva, in Switzerland. Why did you join the CIA, by the way?
I don't think I can actually answer that one.
Okay, if it's what you have been doing there, forget it, but why did you join the CIA?
In many ways, I think it's a continuation of trying to do everything I could to prosecute the public good in the most effective way. And it's in line with the rest of my government service, where I tried to use my technical skills in the most difficult positions I could find in the world, and the CIA offered that.
If we look back, Special Forces, CIA, NSA, it's not actually the description of a human rights activist or somebody who becomes a whistleblower afterwards. What happens to you?
I think it tells a story, and that's no matter how deeply an individual is embedded in the government, no matter how faithful to the government they are, no matter how strongly they believe in the causes of their government, as I did during the Iraq War, people can learn, people can discover the line between appropriate government behavior and actual wrongdoing. And I think it became clear to me that that line had been crossed.